Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. By the way, a chance we might have at 7:20. Burt Breer joining us to talk about some of the stuff that's going on with the Patriots, the rest of the NFL. But I mean, congratulations to him, baby number three, I believe they just had yesterday. And Dan was telling me that they were texting back and forth, and at one point yesterday, he saw that Burt was texting back because you see the little thing come up on your phone, like, yeah, like you're waiting for the
dot dot dot,
and then it just stopped. And I'm saying, dude, he fell asleep. The day after you have a kid, you're toast.
The day of, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And so, then he's got probably two others grabbing him, you know.
Yeah,
so I know, right. I completely understand that I didn't get a reply back.
Yeah, totally. I mean, obviously, we're not going to kill the guy if he can't come on the day after he, you know, had his kid. But congratulations to him. Maybe we have him on, maybe we don't. But a few minutes ago, Joe Murray said, hey, my wife made you guys some cookies. Would you like them? And knowing Joe Murray, the first question I asked, obviously, was, it's got pot in it.
It does not.
Okay.
You still haven't eaten it.
No, I haven't, but I will. I will.
So if I can be honest with you, I have not smoked real marijuana in a long time. Like actual buds of grass in a long time.
And he's jonesing for it.
Hang on.
He's get that wishful look in his eye.
Whatever. When's the last time you were high?
I can't answer that question, but...
what time is it?
Was it within the last 48 hours?
Definitely.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But
even I knew that one.
Hang on. Okay.
Jesus.
All right. So let's
get that.
Do we even have to... Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
All right. So if it's been in the last 48 hours, maybe we should... Maybe we should make a game out of this.
I like that.
When is the last time Joe Murray was high?
Are we breaking it down to hours now? Does everyone in the room get a guess?
Closest without going over.
All right, that's fair.
Let's see.
All right, that's fair. Is it just the two of us or Dan and Nick getting involved? How are we doing this?
I'm going to say 9 o'clock last night.
I was going to say 8 o'clock last night. So you trapped me there. That only gives me an hour. So I'm going to go a little earlier. All right, you stay with 9.
Dan O'Brien?
With 9. I'm going to stay at 6 o'clock.
Dan O'Brien?
Joe, I love you. I'm going wake and bake.
For this morning.
If you wake and baked, that would be...
That would be... I'd respect the hell out of that. All right, so I have 6. You have 9 o'clock. Dan has 4 a.m. Nick, you got a guess? I can't hear him.
He said wake and bake.
Just finger. So just give me...
Nick just said wake and bake. He thinks
fair
so
enough.
Too. All right. The correct answer is...
Wake and bake.
Oh, my God! Are you kidding me? You did it!
You wouldn't even know, though. It's
what
like
time?
I
what time? How pathetic are you? What time?
5:08.
You're high right now?
No,
you
I'm not
here
high.
At 5:30.
No, so here's what... When you smoke a lot of weed, you don't like it's just natural. Like it's like
oh, it's
just,
like it's on the bedtime table. You just
yeah, it's kind of like you know you, right. You take your you know I took like an Aleve this morning and I vaped. You know.
Okay, so you had it at 5:08. How long does that last?
I don't know. It's already gone.
Okay. How long did it take you to get to work? How long does it take you to get to work?
30 minutes.
All right. So
I can't believe we're doing this right
literally
now.
Literally, you smoked, got in the car.
Yeah, but
and
I don't even
here.
Like remember doing it again. It's just it's like a net. Come on. Are there any other potheads out there?
Anybody else back there?
That's fantastic.
Sorry, no. Bird. Yeah, Bird's high.
People are high back there.
Probably 5 out of 5 days.
See, all right, here's the deal. Let me explain.
That's
you guys don't smoke weed enough. You don't.
I don't.
So when you smoke pot, you need to smoke a lot of pot to get high.
Okay.
A lot.
So can we? Okay, real quick, before you continue, because I do want to hear the rest of this. Just in the rooms here, raise your hand if you've ever gotten high or smoked before the show. All right, we have one.
All right,
two.
We got one, two,
three. Do we have a third?
All right.
But I will tell you, I am not high. I am not.
If you say so.
No, I really am not. You'll know when I'm
How
high.
How long does it take to wear off?
Like, because I vape.
I understand.
So it takes like, you know, it lasts for like 25 minutes.
It happens every single time. I just start talking about this and the phones blow
That's
up.
That's amazing.
Hang
Please,
on.
Please, someone back me up here.
Okay.
Well, I guarantee we have at least three people on hold that are going to back you
so
up here.
So do you wake and bake every morning?
Probably.
Okay, all right. I just...
God bless you, man.
I just
That's
love...
fantastic.
I love the fact that I'm now learning
I'm
this about...
I'm never
like,
going to get a job. I want to be full-time in radio
This is great because you do an excellent job once you come in, whether you wake and bake or not.
I mean, I did say my name twice in the headlines.
Yes, you did.
I forgot the weather yesterday.
That's
I mean,
all right. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
All right. Okay, you would never do that at this job. But have you ever been on the radio somewhere else?
Absolutely.
And like mid show, you're like, yeah, I need a boost.
Yes.
Okay. somebody is saying, I completely stand by Joe on this one. Guarantee it wore off in 20 minutes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm over 350 pounds. Like, you guys are lightweights. You know what I mean? You take one, you guys be blasted and have to go to bed.
I weigh half as much as you do.
Well, literally.
So so I'm looking at this cookie and wonder why I thought it might be a pot.
No. It is my wife made them.
That's
she
right.
made them with love.
There you go.
And again, so if you're going to make that extract, you need actual bud or THC.
If you smoked this morning and you're at work, call me. 617-779-0985. Like, if you're still high right now and you're at work, yes, Dan. Line 4. Let's go to line 4. Chris, what's up, man? You are on the show. What's up? Or Jeff, whatever your name is. Line 4. Wink. Jeff, or whoever's on the phone right here. Nikki, what's up, man?
Oh, jeez.
This is Nikki Murray from TV.
Hey!
It's Joe Murray's
there we
wife.
Go.
Thank you very much for the cookies, Nikki. They are fantastic.
Nick Ross.
You're welcome. So Joey definitely was probably high at 5:59 this morning.
At 5:59? Maybe 4:59.
As soon as he was tucking into the building.
All right. So is this become like a morning coffee type thing? Is, you know, like where the rest of us, we got to have that and we have to, you know, in order to kind of get in our comfortable mode. That's Joe Murray, right? That's your husband.
Usually when he works the early morning shift, I think like because he obviously works his other job and he's so tired.
Yeah.
When he wakes up, he'll just get in the car, you know, and then go to radio. He doesn't do it for his regular, you know, his actual like 9 to 5.
Sure.
No,
of course he does not. So you think that, and so just judging by what you saw this morning, you think he was still high when the mics cracked this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Nikki, I'm going to enjoy your cookies. Thank you so much. They look absolutely delicious.
Baked with love. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Joe, by the way, that's just fantastic. And our listeners are the best. By the way, my phone thing's locked up, but they're lighting up. 617-779-0985. I didn't tell you, Joe, because last time we talked, you know, I didn't smoke. I even, you know, I was in a band for years. I was around people who smoked weed all the time. I just didn't do it because I would freak out that I would lose my job, that I would end up getting like drug tested. And then once I got into radio, I like, you know, life kind of caught up with me and I just didn't do it. And I also didn't trust any of the people who were selling it. So now that it's legal, I'm like, well, sure enough, of course I'm going to get high. I've missed out on a lifetime of this. And now that I can do it legally, I'm cool. So, as I told you before, I tried 4 or 5 different times and I couldn't get high. Like edibles, I was smoking entire joints. I couldn't get high. It didn't happen. And about a month ago, it was like a Saturday night, nothing's going on. And I went to one of the dispensaries and I told the guy my problem. And he goes, here's the thing. Don't deal with that. You need to get yourself an oil pen. And I'm like, okay. And so he said, here's the oil. Blah, blah, blah. Taught me how to use the whole thing. I'm like, great. So that night I take it and I'm like, I'm getting high. I don't care. So I press the little button, you know, that kind of warms it up. And I sucked on that thing like it was a milkshake. I went. That long. like a freight train hit me. I immediately go, blah, and I sink onto the couch, and it was almost as if a metal headband just smashed my head back into the couch and said, don't move. The room started shaking. All I remember at some point was just having enough, like, movement in my arm to be able to turn on a Beck album. And then, like, that, like all of a sudden, the Beck album's over. The room's shaking. I don't know what's going on. I'm locked in a hell cell. And then all of a sudden, it's over with. And it lasted about an hour and a half. And it sucked.
So 60 minutes.
Yeah, about
okay. Oh, no, 90 minutes.
And
yeah.
It sucked. It was the worst. And then I realized that, oh, yeah, the guy at the dispensary told me, Tiny Puff.
Dabble.
Tiny Puff. I might have smoked 10 to 15 times the amount that I was supposed to.
You got blasted.
And I
you got
and
blasted.
It sucked. And it wasn't fun. And it matter of fact, it was so bad that I can't even listen to that album anymore. It like freaks me out.
Now,
like,
my question to you is, did you get hungry after?
No.
Really?
I didn't. I just went. I went to bed, and by the way, it went away. It was all of a sudden it's over. Like it was like the movie's over. You're done.
Imagine smoking every day.
Yeah. Right? When was the last time you were that bad?
So there have been times where like it strains. It's all about the strain.
Okay.
And just how Rich got the advice about taking a rip like that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. There are these like certain things you can do. Oh my god. What are they called? But there's like certain things like if you smoke them, they'll knock you right out. But oh yeah, I've been crazy. Like it happens.
Last time that happened.
I mean,
because you were just talking, you were bragging about your tolerance.
508.
When was the last time? Your wife just called you out once. So you
I've geeked out before. Like I ate brownies once and I walked right into a sliding door.
When was this?
I was at a bachelor party 2 years ago.
Okay.
We went fishing. We're at a bunch of dudes. We wanted food. There's no food in the house, but somebody brought literally a stack of brownies. Like I'm talking a huge stack. I'm like, I can't wait. I got to eat. I don't eat brownies. I don't eat brownies because I actually trip. I don't like get high. Right. I like hallucinate.
But right. You like brownies.
So I'm like, I got to eat the brownies. Forget it. I don't care if there's weed in them or not. I need food. So I ate three brownies, and all of a sudden, I'm like out of it. And then I'm walking through the house, and I didn't notice that the screen was on the door. I broke right through the damn door.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, I don't do this. Everyone's looking at me like I'm weird, but I'm like, guys, I think I'm tripping. Like, that's it. I think I'm tripping.
All right. Full phone lines. We have a lot of people supporting you here.
Well, ask Bert his opinion. When was the last time Bert was on?
I don't know. Maybe we'll tell Bert to just rest. 617-779. We've gone down a road that I didn't realize we were going to go on. 617-779-0985. I'll have you know, too. Hashtag get Joe Murray full time is now trending.
Yes. There you go.
All right. We will take your calls right away.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. By the way, a chance we might have. at 7:20. Burt Breer joining us to talk about some of the stuff that's going on with the Patriots, the rest of the NFL. But I mean, congratulations to him. Baby number three, I believe, they just had yesterday. And Dan was telling me that they were texting back and forth. And at one point yesterday, he saw that Burt was texting back because you see the little thing come up on your phone, like, yeah, like you're waiting for the
dot, dot, dot.
And then it just stopped. And I'm saying, dude, he fell asleep. The day after you have a kid, you're just, you're toast.
The day of, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And so, then he's got probably two others grabbing him, you know.
Yeah.
So I completely understand that I didn't get a reply back.
Yeah, him. Totally. I mean, obviously, we're not going to kill the guy if he can't come on the day after he, you know, had his kid. But congratulations to him. Maybe we have him on, maybe we don't. But a few minutes ago, Joe Murray said, hey, my wife made you guys some cookies. Would you like them? And knowing Joe Murray, the first question I asked, obviously, was, it's got pot in it.
It does not.
Okay. I just...
You still haven't eaten it.
No, I haven't, but I will. I will.
So if I can be honest with you, I have not smoked real marijuana in a long time. Like actual buds of grass in a long time.
And he's jonesing for it.
Okay, hang on.
He's got that wishful look in his eye.
Whatever. When's the last time you were high?
I can't answer that question. Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
All right, 98.5 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. Just to recap what just happened, which I'm still trying to process. Jill Murray's wife, who's awesome, ended up making a bunch of cookies for us. And I'm just now learning, however, that I guess, Joe, you brought in like 7 or 8 of them, like for everyone on the show, and Wallach thought they were all for him.
Yeah.
Hold on. Before we go any further, and Dan O'Brien's great. He adds these things and slants it one way to make me look like an ass. But
oh, really? This is not difficult to do, John. So.
Well, can I tell you the truth of what happened? Because you walked in during the middle of it and gave your point of view. He had at least 2 bags over there. He said, "I." Joe said,
all right, that's enough. This is not nearly as entertaining as what we're about to talk about.
No, that's true. I just say I'm not nearly the ass.
Wanted all of them.
The ass hat that Dan O'Brien would have you believe.
So I was sitting next to you the entire time.
No, you were not.
All right, move along.
Because I know Joe Murray and his reputation, I just said, hey, just got to ask, is there pot in these things? And he said, no, there's not, which got me disgusting. I was like, all right, when was it? And you said, I have not smoked, you know, the God's green earth.
Real bud.
Okay, real bud. In a long time, you'd be surprised. I'm like, that doesn't matter. Like, when was the last time you were high? And I said, was in the last 48 hours? You went, yup. And we did a Price is Right thing. And we ended up learning that Joe Murray, confirmed by his wife who called in, said, dude did a wake and bake this morning. 5:08, got up. And she said that it was enough to where that he was probably still high when he was on the air. So I love Joe Murray. And to me, obviously, if it works and he's functioning, God bless the guy. But this is something that I had the people in the room raise their hand if they've ever wake and baked before the show. And there was at least one other hand here in the studio, which I thought was fairly fascinating. So I'm wondering, is there anybody else? And there's a ton of people, by the way, defending you right now. Let's go to Light 6. You know what? let's call you Dave. Dave, what's up, man?
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. Getting high on the way to work right now.
Okay. What do you do for a living? If you don't mind me asking, what industry?
biochem.
You know what, man? You guys are the miracle makers. You probably got to be somewhat high to come up with some of the stuff you guys do.
Rich, if you're not getting high, it's because you're not inhaling, brother. I got to go. Love it.
All right, thanks, man.
He got blasted.
I got blasted. And by the way, I do inhale. I mean, that's one thing I have to. And I tried edibles, and it didn't work for a while. But I just, that is the amount of people here. Everyone's now sending us gifts of the Kool-Aid man smashing through a door after your story of you eating all those brownies and then just knocking over a thing. Let's go to line three. Alec, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, so I guess two things. One, I'm a contractor, and I did the Joe Murray route. I do the vape pen on the way in, you know, so I'm not stinking up the job site. But it doesn't really affect me too well. If anything, it wakes me up more in the morning. I feel like works better than coffee, I would say, honestly, for me personally. But the reason I called in, though, was because I made a trip down to the lovely city of Brookline the other night with a couple of buddies to the dispensary.
Yeah.
And we're standing in line there along the street, and some woman in her, I'd say, 60s pulls up alongside of us, and she shouts, just starts shouting out of the car. What line is this for? Why are there so many people here? Blah, 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 all this. And nobody's looking at her. And I made the mistake of being the one to make eye contact. So I'm like, it's a dispensary. And she's like, a dispensary? A dispensary of what? And I'm like, marijuana. And right as I said that, she looked like she saw a ghost. She was, are you kidding me? They're selling marijuana in Brookline, blah, 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 all this. And you know, there's the cops there to direct traffic, and she's holding up traffic as she's going on her marijuana rant.
Sure.
And right in the middle of all this, then two cops show up, and she's like, do you see what's going on here? Do you realize that they're doing this? And they're like, ma'am, it's legal.
Yeah,
like, of course. Yes,
there are a lot of somebody who has no idea what's going on. Okay, so, Joe, have you ever wake and baked before and realized that you accidentally did a little too hard?
I would say no. So, like, have you ever seen the movie Half Baked? You know how, like, he's dating Mary Jane and she's like, you gotta quit that. And
I remember nothing about that movie.
But all I'm saying is he was so upset. He couldn't get through his day. He was always aggravated because he couldn't get high. He was trying not to smoke because this girl didn't want him to. And everything he did, he was just always aggravated. And then once he smoked, everything went back to normal. Mm-hmm. Everything was just easier to do. His job, that's kind of what it's like. Like, I think you'd rather wake and bake and do that so you can get through your day than being like, oh, I got to get through this. I got to get high. Like,
I just got a tweet. Someone said, I cut meat for 10 years, stoned every day. Like, is there anyone who like goes to work stoned every day and you actually think that it helps your job? Like, that to me is fascinating. I didn't even tell you this, Wallach. So, you know, I went out to Las Vegas with a couple of my friends from high school a couple of weeks ago, and we were supposed to go to a concert. Ozzy was going to play his final tour, and, you know, we're all big Ozzy fans, and he's back with Zakk Wylde. Like, this is going to be great. And then, of course, about 2 months ago, Ozzy, in the middle of the night, gets up to pee, breaks his leg, and ends up, you know, canceling the entire tour. So we get there, and it's Saturday night, and we're all, you know, trying to figure out what we're going to do. Because, you know, the first night we went out and, you know, drank and did, you know, all the stupid stuff that you do when you go out with your friends. Tried to get into Pauly D, tried to interview him, didn't work.
Yeah.
But... So on Saturday afternoon, we're all kind of looking at each other and like, well, what are we going to do? Now, all of my friends here, they all live in Georgia. And I said to them, I was like, well, you know, weed is legal here. And they're all, we all kind of start looking at each other and they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And then we kind of start like rubbing our chins. I said, what do you say we all get high and go to a Cirque du Soleil show?
That's awesome.
That'd be the way to go.
And we all start laughing. Yeah. And he's like, well, that's so utterly ridiculous that, all right, let's see how this goes. So I take these guys. Now, they've never been to a dispensary. And there's one that's in Vegas that's called Planet 51, I think. And it touts itself as the biggest dispensary in the world. And sure enough, you pull up to this place and it looks like a gigantic Walmart-sized nightclub.
Wow.
You go in there and there's like this nice music playing and you walk into this room and it is just filled with every strand, all these like super nice lights. The walls kind of move when you touch them, so it's got kind of psychedelic stuff going on. Yeah, it's like a nightclub slash dispensary. And my friends cannot believe it. It's the feeling that I got the first time I went to a dispensary here. You're just saying, how is this legal? Like when you leave with pot, it's like you feel like you're going to get arrested, like you've done something like a crime, and they can't believe this. So we, my friends, end up getting some edibles. Planet 13, that's what it's called, Planet 13. And so my friends end up getting some edibles, and about they said that it would take about like an hour for these ones to kick in. So we start trying to figure out, well, what Cirque du Soleil show are we going to see? So I'm looking down the list. I'm like, oh, here's one that involves like warriors. It's called Kyle. Maybe that's good. Ooh, here's one where they jump in water. And then all of a sudden we see one, the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show. We go, bam, that's it. So we all get these tickets. And we're like, all right, here we go. So we get a nice dinner beforehand. And right after dinner, you know, we all pass it around and we all like take an edible. And so, you know, we all start walking and everything's fine. And it's about, you know, we get to the place and we sit down and the show's about to start. And we're all looking at each other. I was like, dude, you got anything? He's like, no, nothing. I was like, all right, we'll pass it around again. So we all take another one. Now, apparently one was supposed to be enough. I think one they were saying was like 15 to 20. Mm. And a lot of these guys don't smoke, you know, they're kind of like me. And so we take another one. And sure enough, we start, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Michael Jackson lookalike guy comes on stage. The music starts going and no one's feeling anything until we're sitting there and this happens. And the hair starts rising on my arms. And all of a sudden, these performers dressed as zombies start walking down the alleyways. They're like, whoa! Go away. And then another dude jumps off the stage and flips over my head. And I'm like, I don't like this. And then another guy's on a trapeze. And I just look at my friends and I'm like, are you seeing this? And they're out. Like, they're just like, they're getting their essence sucked out of them. They're just sitting there, eyes wide open. Like, and even me, who like, edibles don't usually work. Like, this was kind of spooking my stuff out. And Thriller's going on. And I'm like, I don't like this at all. And then they kick into Man in the Mirror, and it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Like, I wanted to stand up, and I wanted to hug all the performers. It was the greatest thing. They're walking on walls. There's a super tall woman playing a guitar with this huge, like, thing. And I'm like, this is the greatest moment ever. And so after the thing was over, I kind of felt normal. Like, it was almost like it lasted for the second half of the show. It was fine. My friends were absolute zombies. They just said, I want to go back home. I need to go to sleep. Yep. And they were done for the night. And I was...
Look at you, Captain like Tolerance. You notice how he added that in? I was fine. The rest of my
family. But it's the truth. That's the way I've been. Like, my tolerance is pretty high.
So just so you know how it
except
is.
Except for, of course, that moment where it just all kicked in. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Go away, zombie man. Don't touch me.
So again, gummies are completely, edibles are different. What it does, just to give you the scientific part, when you smoke, it hits your blood. When you do gummies or edibles, it goes to your liver first.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can give you psychotic, like me. I feel like I'm tripping when I eat edibles.
Yeah.
Like legit, like I'm tripping.
So I will say this. I do recommend the Cirque du Soleil show. It was awesome. It was a perfect substitute, to be quite honest.
Rich, I suggest one time hanging out with your friend, go to the Museum of Science and watch one of the laser shows, dude.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd laser show, one of the best things I've ever done in my life.
That's stereotypical, but I guess it is for a reason.
Like go through a car wash or just something. Just something high.
All right, real quick, let's go to Mike on line 3. Mike, what's up, man? You're on Touch with Rich.
Not much. How you doing?
Hey.
I was just talking about, you know, smoking on the job.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're a conditioned smoker, I mean, you're gonna smoke no matter what. I mean, if you can't handle it, you're not gonna do it anyways. But in the morning, it is. It's better than coffee, for number one. It's
healthier. Do you do it at your job?
All day, every day.
Okay. Just, what industry do you work in? What do you do for a living?
I'm in the landscaping industry.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, and it makes you more creative. It makes you more detailed in what you're doing, especially if you're pruning or if you're edging a bed and mulching it, you're going to make that look absolutely pristine when you're high.
So you're high with very sharp objects in your hands.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I've been on roofs. It's just, like I said, if you have a tolerance for it, like anything, it's like your morning coffee, and it's nothing better. It's a miracle drug. Okay, when anybody says, I know guys that have done roofing before that would do Percocet at work, and they called it.
You can't do that. That's obviously different.
That's not a good idea.
By the way, somebody said I smoked a butt with my friend and we saw the Book of Mormon. Hilarious. Well, you haven't lived until you go.
Zombie.
Somersaults over your head on a trapeze. All right. Well, that's that. Joe Murray, as it's wearing off, my man Wake and Bake this morning. I love it. A ton of people on the phone who seem to do the exact same thing.
Know what else?
A lot of people on Team Joe Murray this morning. They
some people on the show.
I'll tell you the best day to wake and bake, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
Wake and bake or a little early. Come home, get all the food, the fixings.
Do that before the in-laws show up this year?
I will actually say my me and my friends in our 20s, that was like a tradition. Oh, yeah, we got to go hang out watch a football game. We never went to the football game.
Yeah.
Well, we got high at the football game.
Somebody said, holy hell, I hate Thriller. Still scares the hell out of me in my 30s. Rich's story just gave me heart palpitations while driving to work. Well,
did you feel like you were turning into like the Michael Jackson Thriller character?
No, I just thought they were going to get me. I thought they were out to get me because it's like it was the first time they came into the audience and there was all these like dudes like walking through the crowd and they're all like, and I'm the second seat from the aisle. And they're in the aisle, and I'm like, because you don't know they're coming.
Right.
So that was a little strange. Right. But then it went into Man in the Mirror, and everything was A-okay.
But see, I'm glad you get the feeling of you're high, you enjoy it, and then it's over.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's like you walk out of a box, and everything's, which as I said, this is all new to me. You know, the first time I tried was in November. So I'm used to drinking, and I'm used to having hangovers that last. That is the one thing I will give it. Although it's going to take me a while to get back because I had such a bad, you know, experience with that one hell box I was in when I went too hard. So
this all started from Wallach saying, I might want to try one time. And then I went in from indoor outdoor weed. Right, we didn't even get into that.
All right. Well, we have Bert Breer, who I'm sure is stoned right now. We will talk to him. He just had a new child. I don't even know if it's a boy or a girl. It's a girl. All right. He's got a little baby girl. So we will talk to him. Hopefully he will have gotten a little bit of sleep about what's going on in the NFL right after Joe Murray's Wake and Bake headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sport.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
There was a trophy presentation before practice. How did that go over with with Coach Vrabel?
I don't think it's appropriate for me to speak about that private moment, but it was a nice gesture from me to him. And hopefully he appreciates it.
Any desire to ever square off with him on the sidelines in your future?
As a coach? Yeah. Oh, hell no. I'm never coaching. I had enough plans enough for me. So thank you guys. Yeah, I did. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
98.5, the Sports Hub, and a gentleman who I'm sure did not get much sleep last night, father of a new baby girl, Mr. Burt Breer, who is the lead content strategist on MMQB.
That's a great title, by the way.
He's the lead strategist.
As opposed to the squadron of people under him, who are just non-lead strategists.
The peon strategist. Right. He's above all of them. Burt, how are you feeling? How did everything go yesterday?
Everything's great. I appreciate you guys asking. Obviously, I carried the whole operation, so not all heroes were capes, but I'm still here the next day.
Is this number three? This is your third one, right?
Yeah. So it's we have two boys, and this is like uncharted territory for me. There's one girl in my generation of my family. I have one girl cousin. That's it. So I am 100% clueless on how to raise a girl, and
good
it's
luck.
Going to be touch and go from here.
Now you're kind of screwed because, you can kind of get good at one sex, but if you've got one of each or multiple ones, what's the whole thing is that boys will make you go to bed exhausted physically, but girls will make you go to bed exhausted emotionally. Like, they'll just mess with your head. So now you're going to be exhausted both sides.
The teen years are great for girls to deal with.
Yeah, well, that's what I've heard. That's what I've heard is that, it's easier. Boys are harder early and easier later, and girls are easier early and harder later. When they get to be adolescents and teenagers and all that, they're harder, but they're easier early on. So we'll see. Like I said, I'm like a day into this, so we'll see how that works.
Good. Well, congratulations. I just remember the look on my wife's face when my two sons just beat the crap out of each other. They would do it constantly, yeah. And she's like, "They're killing each other." I'm like, "No, this is what boys do. They have to beat. They're right. They have to beat the living crap out of each other. It's just they enjoy it. It's something. It's fun. So I can't imagine what kind of weird stuff as a father you're going to learn about young girls that's going to confuse the hell out of you.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, we've already had that experience with the boys. In fact, they just went to summer camp. And I'm away on my training camp trip. And Em tells me, that one of the counselors there said to her, it's so great. Your two boys, they're great brothers. They take care of each other. And, Emily's response was, Steve Breer? Is that who you're talking about?
right. Breer? Yeah. Yeah, it's like when there's no one else to gang up against. Yeah, it's like if they're amongst other people, they're like a gang. But once they're together, just alone, it's nothing but absolute violence and blood.
Our guys have the approach of cavemen with each other. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens throwing a girl in that mix.
All right, so what did you make out of? I haven't talked to you since the Brady contract. What did you make of the deal that they ended up getting?
Well, I think clearly the ideal outcome for Brady is that, he would have gotten a deal that would have put him near the top of the mark, really taking him towards that goal of playing until he's 45 years old. So this isn't the ideal outcome. I certainly think if we know anything about Belichick and the way he's run the football operation there for 20 years, it's that, they don't do things just based on faith and hope. And, there's just no precedent for where we are in his career, and I'm done trying to guess when, the bottom's going to fall out on Tom Brady as a quarterback. But if you are going to take a cold, hard look at this, could happen this year, could happen next year, could happen the year after that, you just don't know. And so, I don't think anybody should be surprised that this is a difficult negotiation, just because, the way Bill's run the operation for so many years. And so, I think ultimately I'd still be stunned to see Brady in another uniform. And I still think that there's, a big part of this is going forward and giving Brady the raise he deserves. And then saying, we're going to bank on the relationship here. And I think the relationship that everyone's banking on is the relationship between the Kraft family and Brady. But I don't think that this is in any way an ideal outcome. And I certainly think having to go through this again was probably pretty frustrating for him.
What would it take for him to leave?
I think it would take the team telling him he had to leave, honestly. I've covered the guy for 15 years. I think that, I we've seen him get frustrated in the past. And I still remember the 2010 contract negotiation and how hard that was. And people sort of forget how that because of the CBA looming a year behind that, was sort of, it was a very, very difficult contract negotiation. It really sort of came down to the last week before the season. And of course, we saw what's happened the last couple of years, Aaron. He's come to points where he's been frustrated. And look, it's, you know, the relationship between players and teams in the NFL is difficult to begin with. So it's not that unusual that if, you know, you have a player for that long that you would have conflict. I think at the end of these things, Brady has always sort of come back to the team, has always wanted to be part of the team here, and has always felt like this is the best place for him to play and the best place for him to win and the best place for him, you know, to make his mark as an individual player too. And so, I'm not saying there's not going to be points of frustration. You know, I'm not saying that it's going to be easy to keep him on the roster for the next 2 or 3 years. I'm not saying it's going to be easy for him personally. I just, you know, my experience tells me that unless, you know, the team tells him you can't be here anymore, I find it hard to believe he'd be anywhere else.
Bert, a couple of words on where the Patriots are now. They're entering an exhibition game tomorrow night in Tennessee, pretty much with no wide receivers. You have N'Keal Harry, who was injured when he went out there last week and hurt himself more. You have, Edelman's down. The squadron of wide receivers that were supposed to fill in while Edelman was down are now out. But it seems to happen every year that we look at the Patriots wide receiver position and go, oh, there's nobody here, and yet somehow they get it done.
Yeah, and I think so much of that, it's just there is Brady, you know, and that's the value of him, you know, and I think he knows that, is that he's always been able to lift the people up around him no matter who it is. And, I mean, I'd be lying to you guys if I didn't say that this doesn't feel a little bit like 2006, where, you know, they lost David Gibbons in the offseason. The Deion Branch thing sort of lingered all summer. And then they spent the first couple of months of the season trying to figure out what they were going to do with that position. And I believe Jabbar Gaffney wound up being like the number one receiver for them in the playoffs. And he wasn't even on a team until like November. And so I would just tell you, I think a receiver and a tight end, there's a good chance that this has to keep evolving and that they're going to have to kind of keep going through different solutions, you know, and getting Edelman back will help. I think Jacoby Myers has been a nice surprise. I think N'Keal Harry's shown what he can do physically. We'll see, you know, how quickly he can get up to speed mentally and if he can be there in week one. But just because there's so many ifs at the position, and again, this goes for tight end too, I wouldn't be surprised if there's someone that we're not talking about right now, that's not on the roster right now, that winds up being a piece for them in October or November. It's just been the way they've operated when they've been in these situations in the past.
Okay, Bert, Tommy Kern wrote something kind of interesting yesterday, and he even admits that this is something that he's completely jumping the gun, but it was a question that I think was posed to him. And that was, he thought that ideally the Crafts would like the next coach of the Patriots to be Gerard Mayo. He thought that Gerard Mayo is somebody that is loved by the Crafts. He's a linebacker, which you take a look at the guys like Vrabel and what's his name, who ended up going to Miami. You know, these are guys Brian Flores. You know, he's kind of got that pedigree going for him. He's universally liked by everyone. I don't know anyone who's ever said anything bad about Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing I found the most interesting about that theory was that it completely dismisses Josh McDaniels and how he has been here all of these years and how it looks like from all of these, you know, going to the Colts and then coming back and all of this. It just seems like he believes he's the next head coach. Do you think there would ever be a possibility if Bill Belichick retires and the two of them are sitting there that the Crafts would choose Gerard Mayo over Josh McDaniels?
I wouldn't be stunned. I mean, I think by the time you make that decision, I think there's a good chance Josh McDaniels is gone anyway. I don't think Josh McDaniels is waiting around for Bill Belichick to retire. In fact, I think if he has been offered the Cleveland job or the Green Bay job in January or in February, he'd be gone already. And so I just think Josh might be one of these guys who's in the category now where it's, do I really want to follow Bill? you know, do I really want to be the next guy? Or do I want to go somewhere and do my own thing and kind of create my own legacy? And, you know, say like the Carolina Panthers job comes open in the next year or two. That's one I think he would look at. You know, I just...
But the Colts job was a good job. Like, that was
It was. I mean, there's no question. I mean, the thing with the Colts job that you have to remember is that both Josh and Chris Ballard, who's the GM there, have a very strong idea of how they want a football operation to set up. And this isn't just picking players. It's who's going to be the trainer. It's who's going to be the, you know, who's going to be the medical staff. How's video going to work? How's injury? How's the handling of injuries going to work? All that stuff. Like, Chris Ballard's got a very specific idea of how he wants all of that to work. And Josh McDaniels has a very specific idea of how he wants all of that to work. And I think, as you know, those two guys went through that process, unfortunately for them, and I think they would have been really good together, but I think that that's sort of where the issue was. And I think eventually Josh is going to – so eventually there's going to be a situation that's going to come up for Josh in the next, I think, year or two where everything's going to be right, and then I think he probably goes. I would not disagree with Tom Curran, though, that Gerard Mayo could wind up being in the mix. 2 or 3 years down the line. Remember, Gerard worked with the Crafts, and, you know, he had the job at Optum and everything else. Gerard worked with the Crafts post-football playing career, too. So there's a strong relationship there. And we have seen this in the NFL now, like, where guys who are ex-players are rising very, very quickly through the ranks, right? Mm-hmm. So Byron Leftwich is one. He's the offensive coordinator in Tampa. Kellen Moore, the new offensive coordinator in Dallas, has only been coaching for 2 years. You see Mayo in New England as the DC now, or I think who's going to be the de facto DC now in his first year as a coach. Kevin O'Connell in Washington, who was a quarterback for the Patriots. I think a lot of people think he's going to be a head coach next year, too. He's only been coaching for a few years. And so this is sort of the trend of where things are going. And so it would not surprise me to see Gerard Mayo rise into consideration to be a head coach by the time Bill Belichick's willing to hang him up. And I certainly think he would be right up there on the list, you know, with names like, you know, say a Bill O'Brien, if he were available in a couple of years, guys who would really like to succeed Bill Belichick.
Well, I mean, before he even coaches a game, he's got that one thing that you can't buy, and that is he is immediately likable. I mean, he just has that personality
and respected
where he's respected.
I mean, he was a captain his second year in the NFL.
Yeah.
For a team that had won 3 Super Bowls before he got there.
Yeah, he's just got that thing. And I know a lot of people who know a lot of X's and O's who don't have that thing. And
remember this, too. Like, here's the other part of this. And Curran might have covered this in his column. So, I haven't read it yet. Tom, I will read your column. but I haven't read it yet. Like, I think there's another thing there, too. There's a certain, like, you know, and this has been brought up to me. Like, I've covered, like, you know, the hiring of coaches and everything else, there has to be a comfort level with ownership and whoever they're hiring, right?
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons why Bill was such an appealing hire to Robert in 2000, he could speak his language. He's an economics major at Wesleyan. And look at what Gerard has done since he got done playing football, right? Like, he went and worked in finance. Like, he can speak Kraft language, you know? Like, I really like Tom's point, because that whole thing of, like, an owner feeling comfortable with whoever they're hiring as the next coach, like, I think Gerard Mayo would absolutely positively fit into that category with the Crafts.
All right. Well, Bert, get some sleep, man. And congratulations once again. Tell your lovely wife congratulations as well. And we will talk to you soon, and maybe we can just talk about our disappointment next time that there's not enough Mark Davis on this year's Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
I know, he's been invisible. No conversion van, no PF tank, nothing, right?
Just do an entire season on him.
I don't understand.
And I would be completely fine with that. But
I'll tell you what, Raiders PR is probably so happy the Antonio Brown thing happened, because now they don't have to deal with Mark Davis.
I never thought about it that way. You'd be happy that they've got this cluster F going on, just to keep it away from the other cluster F in ownership. All right. Thanks, Bert. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. 617-779-0985.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.